Hello, my name is Aziz and I'm the son of a divorced mother. She is really my superhero. That's why it's important for me to support women to share their uniqueness, their personalities, perspectives, and emotions about life. Too many women in this world feel alone. They worry about the judgment of others and they struggle with their mental health. But when they listen to the Rare Girls podcast, where empowered women share their voices and tell their stories, many women will feel inspired to live a life of freedom and to overcome all insecurities. They will feel it is a safe space to find their confidence, to remember their unique beauty, and to feel their self-worth. And they will connect with the sisterhood of rare girls that encourage their success and support their dreams. That's what this podcast is all about. My guest today is Kash Bali. Kash is an entrepreneur, actress, model, luxury lifestyle influencer, MC and social media personality based in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Originally from Bombay, India, Kash loves dancing and doing sports. She is a yogi and she enjoys practicing yoga. She loves going to the gym, doing Pilates, and engaging in all types of sports. Kash, how are you today?
Hi, I'm really well. Thank you for having me here. How are you?
I'm feeling blessed, happy, and honored to have you here and curious to know a lot more about you. So I'll begin with this nice first question, which is, Kash, if your friends could describe your personality, what would they say about you?
I think they would say that I'm very outgoing, very much engaging in society because I'm very extrovert. Like, you know, I like to go out with my friends. I like to make friends. I'm very friendly. They would for sure say that over-friendly person because I'm like the heart of the party, you know. It's like I love to make new friends. I love to get to know people about their life. I love to travel. So for sure, they would say a big extrovert.
I love that. A lot of podcast listeners are introverts, so it will be great to listen a bit more and to understand your personality. So to you, you said engaging with people gives you something. It's something that you love. For an introvert, if you try to explain it, because they will feel maybe shy or a bit tired from engaging with people a lot, what does it give you when you are friendly, engaging with the world? How do you feel and what do you receive from it?
So, you know, sometimes we even come across lots of people who we don't want to encounter. But, you know, in this life, it's like you don't have a choice. Sometimes you have to do things that life gives you the way it gives you, right? So it's about just from a positive attitude, you should accept, meet people, and then, you know, you should, my perspective is how I don't take the energies, all the energies, but I get to know them, you know? And like when you travel the world, you go to different countries, you get to know about the people, about their culture, and about how, from where they come from, like, you know, their stories. Like, I think that I have done, you know, a lot in these 22 years. But when you see people, they are so hardworking. So, you know, it's so inspiring to get to know the right set of people, to get to know the right amount of people. And it's very inspiring for me to learn about their culture, their religion, about their lifestyle, their journey.
I have so many questions related to that, but I'll begin with something since you are a yogi and you said you don't take their energy, but you might explore and learn from people and all that. Mm-hmm. To you, how do you see the world as a yogi? Do you see it in terms of energy? What does that mean to you? What is this concept of energy in your own personal experience?
So I believe in energy. It is 110% there because whatever we are, whatever we attract, we get. It's like we have a link through the universe, right? Like our soul, it's like, you know, there's a saying that we all are souls trapped in a human body. We are a soul experience. We're not a human body, but we have an experience of a soul. So, you know, We have this, we all as humans, we have a sixth sense, and we can sense that which energy we should take and which we should avoid. So when you start practicing yoga, it's like you meditate, you work on your soul. Yoga is a spiritual experience. It's a healing for a human body. And once you're practicing, I'm practicing yoga from last 5 years now, as my mother, she's a yogi, she's a yoga trainer from last I don't know how many years. So I learned from her, and since then my journey began. And to be honest, since I started learning yoga, it has really helped me also to cope with anxiety, with sometimes we are on self low esteem, like we are like anxious, like always the life doesn't turn out to be the way we want it to be, right? But we can't help anything, we can't help in any way. All we can do is just be patient and like just wait, because what's in our destiny, we get it. So for me, yoga has helped me in many ways. It has helped me being connected more to the universe. It has helped me to feel more awakened. And since I practice yoga, I feel like more calm person, and I'm more focused on my work. It helps me to be more focused on my work.
That's a very, very important thing because there are a lot of women who feel stuck in their comfort zone because of anxiety or worry what could happen if they will go out and pursue their big dreams or travel or do something that is a bit dangerous. But at the same time, that is how life is. When you do something new, there is a little bit of risk within it. Can you speak a bit more about that related to you thinking in a way that allows you to not be a victim to anxiety, but also you spoke about being a positive person that has a positive mindset. How do you cultivate it? And what's your advice to those women that feel maybe too much anxiety to go a lot out of their comfort zone?
So, I feel that in this world, it's like a movie, and we all are artists, like, because nothing is stays forever, right? Like, it's like a journey. Like, we are on a train, our journey has started, and we are moving, and the end stop will come, and we all will die. So I think life like a movie. It's like everyone around us is a character, and every situation in our life is like a movie scene. So really, everything, it's nothing is real in this world. Nothing, like, it's all fake. It's all like a material. Even if you say money, the only main thing that remains with you is happiness, like feelings, like respect, how you feel for your parents, how you feel for your career, how you the happiness, main thing. So people who feel anxious, or who fear of their ambition, I would have one advice for them, that think this way, that nobody is judging you and you are alone in this world, because they're just the characters and they are gonna vanish one day. So just think as the world is yours and the stage is yours, and you're gonna ace it. Like, you are the character, you are the lead, you are everything. Like, you are your own world, so you can conquer this world going out, because the other people around you are just characters which are gonna vanish one day.
I love that metaphor. It's very, very empowering, and I salute you for that. And to think about it even more, how was the story of you moving from Bombay to Dubai? Did you get a period of adjustment to the culture? How did you adapt to the new place? And how did you overcome any sense of homesickness or anxiety?
So, since I was 15, I'm living alone because of my dad's business. I live in a, like, they moved to another city, so I had to live alone since I was in school, actually. And since then, I am, and plus I'm single child, I'm only child, so I've never had issues with living alone or about being alone, because I've always been alone. So it's like my, I would say, power. Or it's like my strength. If I can conquer the world even alone, like, and yeah, coming to Dubai, I moved here like a 1.5 1 year ago. To be honest, it was really not very difficult because I always wanted to explore a new place and, see where the life takes me. I'm more of a go with the flow person because I believe if you stay in one place, you never know what's out there next for you. You can always not be in a shell forever. You need to come out of that shell. You need to not prove to the world, but you need to prove to yourself that you're worthy of doing anything, whether it's living alone, whether it's starting your own business, whether it's becoming a billionaire, or whether it's doing anything, starting a startup, anything, anything is possible. But the only thing is you have to take that one step. And once you take that one step, it just goes on and on. It's like a ladder. Like, how a baby starts walking, he takes one step. If he doesn't take one step, he will never know how to walk. So it's just always about taking one step, and then you just have to believe in yourself and faith. I believe a lot. Like even I have a tattoo on my arm. It says Iman, which means faith. Iman in Arabic. So for me, faith is my key word in life. Keep have faith, motivation, and just keep on moving. And since I moved to Dubai, it has been a great journey. I would say like Dubai is my lucky place. It's like my home, I would call it. Like I feel every person has a city they can call it home, or a country where they feel that their soul belongs to that place. So I would say this place is Dubai for me because I have gotten so many opportunities here. I have just grown. I have just grown. I say that people here are so welcoming, especially, the Arab culture. Since I was small, I used to love Arab culture. I don't know why, but I was very attracted towards the Arabic, the culture, and everything. So once I moved here, I fell in love with Dubai, and since then my journey has just been walking, achieving my goals, meeting new people every day, and getting to know people from all over the world, and how they came to Dubai. Because whenever you meet people in Dubai, it's like it's powering empowerment because they all have a journey and they all come with a huge, great mindset, and it's just so empowering to know everyone from all over the world.
Thank you for sharing that. I have so many questions. And also, do you have a tattoo in Arabic that says patience?
Yes, I have. Yeah, stubborn.
So my question is, you spoke a lot about destiny, and I believe you have the Ace of Spades tattoo, which is related to luck. And you said Dubai is your lucky place. How does that work for you? What is destiny like for people? How is luck generated? Does it relate to energy? Can you speak a bit more about energy, luck, destiny, and how they are connected? I heard patience because you said baby stepping bit by bit. Now I understand about the patience part, but the luck, destiny, and energy, can you tell me a bit more about that?
We all have a destiny written by God, right? Written whatever. If some people don't believe in God, you just energy. There's some energy that's running this world, right? Whether you call it God or whatever, because everyone has a different opinion, right? So it's about we all come on this earth with a destiny written. Okay, we all are written where we're going to be in future after 10 years, 20 years. It's all written, but you can manifest. Luck is all about how you see the world, from which vision you see the world. They say nothing bothers you more what's inside your head. I will say it again. Nothing outside the world bothers you. What bothers you inside your head? It's all about how you think. It's all about what you say, because every day what you say, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am successful, I am healthy, I'm wealthy. It's like you're attracting those energies, and you will start attracting such people who are on the same path as you. You will start attracting what you want if you keep on saying, like, that's why they say never say bad words. Why? Because there's a reason. They always say never take out bad words, never abuse someone, or never say that, oh shit, why this happens with me? Oh shit, because you're attracting that. If you're positive, if you keep on saying the good words, if you are just, in the flow of life, just happy and just manifesting each and every bit, that's what universe gives you. And it has happened with me. I always, whenever I wake up, I say thank God for this new day, for making me alive. The most important thing is forget everything. You are alive today. You never know when life's gonna turn up the way around and when you're gonna lose someone. It's very unpredictable, right? We never knew that COVID would come. We never knew that the war will happen. We never plan anything. It's all destiny. It's all written, so we cannot change it. All we can do is say positive words, believe in luck, believe in good fortune, believe in universe, believe in that energy. And trust me, when you start believing, you start getting. It's all about vision. Start believing, and trust me, it has happened with me. I believe in universe 110%, and every day I'm thankful. Every day I pray that, gratitude, the thankful for this life. And the more thankful you are, the more gratitude you show, the universe gives you more and more.
I agree with that 110%. And earlier you mentioned that one of the goals that people could have is being a billionaire, and you are a luxury lifestyle influencer at the same time. Is one of your dream goals to be a billionaire? Or if anything, what is the feeling that being in luxury gives you? Is it a sense of arriving? Is it a sense that maybe you're a reincarnation of an old princess or queen, so you're at home? Is it a sense of pampering yourself, or you feel that the people around there will have different energy to those living in scarcity? Or what is it about luxury that is interesting to you? And do you have the ambition to be a billionaire or something like that?
Okay, so luxury has many definitions. Like for someone on a road, for him, getting food or one bite for a day must be a luxury. Or for someone who has not had water in days, a drop of water for him can be a luxury. Or someone who doesn't have a house to sleep in, a shed can be a luxury for him. So I feel for everyone, luxury has a different definition and meaning. For me, luxury wouldn't be just all about brands or about luxury cars. For me, the real luxury is the freedom, the luxury of freedom, that whatever I want, like, I can get it. So I would say that freedom is my luxury. From freedom, I can do anything. I can travel the world. I can pamper myself. I can buy myself gifts. I can give my parents everything they desire. I can show them the world. I can give them every happiness, buy them gifts, and that's what luxury is for me, freedom. I want to be so freely independent that, tomorrow I should not beg in front of anybody for anything I want. So that's what luxury is for me, I would say, freedom. And secondly, coming to becoming a billionaire, of course, they say God gives you a mindset for a reason, right? So I believe since I was very small, I was very much attracted towards becoming an entrepreneur. Since I was a baby, I used to look up to my father because I'm the only child and I'm like a daddy's girl. And yes, for sure, I'm a very pampered child. But since being pampered, I have not, it was not like it was a plus point that coming being only child, but yet pursuing my dreams. Like I left my country and I came here to live alone, start everything fresh on my own, because I want identity of myself. And it thrills, like when you do everything from scratch, it's like it's your own. Like when you, whether it's acting or whether it's modeling or whether it's doing any project, it's like I learn every day. I learn at every step from people, from my work. And it's never, you know, the pleasure that I get because it's my passion. My work is my passion. And I think that this mindset, that I am going to become a billionaire one day, is it is from many years. Like, that's why I think today I'm here, I'm taking baby steps. Like, you know, life got me here. I started from zero, from scratch. Then I joined my family business, and it's just going, and it's not easy. Like, you don't become a billionaire in one night. It's all about investments, how you invest your time, your money, your energy, how you think, your lifestyle, everything. All together, if you are disciplined, all in the end, it's all about discipline. It's all about how you manage your time, your money, your energy. So I feel all these things help you grow in life.
Thank you. And so, if I understood you correctly, because you're an ambitious woman, but you grew up as a single child, a bit protected, you wanted to have your own freedom. And your own freedom requires you do things that are your own. So, you know, you created them, which gives you confidence in yourself, which also is built through discipline and baby steps. And then when you believe you are the one who creates your own universe because you did it again and again and again, you are free to not feel scarcity or anxiety or worry because you can repeat it. And you're the reason why you're building your fortune and your big ambition without depending on someone giving you that. And then if that person stops, you feel you're begging, like you said, someone for resources or money or safety. Is this correct?
Yeah, this is correct.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Kash. And to finish this, is there any piece of advice you try to remember for yourself or you believe more women in the world should remember or listen to that you can share with the audience so that they can live better or live outside of their comfort zone, building their own freedom?
Yeah, so I believe I have this motto: never give up. Never give up. Live, let live, be happy, and be strong, because you are your own warrior. You are your own king, queen. You are your own slave. It's all about you. You know, it's your journey, it's your world, and you have to conquer it. You are not answerable to anybody on this earth. So just be yourself, believe in yourself. The day you start believing in yourself, the day you start loving yourself, the world will believe in you and the world will love you. First step always starts from you. So that's my advice for everybody. Believe in yourself and never give up. Never give up, because in life you have many chances, you know, and you should just keep going, keep going. Life will always throw stones at you, but there will come one day when you will have everything you ever desired for.
I love that answer. And I want specifically a question related to that because you come from India where the culture is more conservative, where people think, what would other people think? And so you said something which was very strong and independent, which is to only care about yourself, what you think, your own beliefs. Did you have to deal with thoughts that you are doing something that someone might gossip about or society doesn't like, whether in India or anywhere? And what is your advice to women who might worry what their parents will say, other people will say, but who want to live their life strongly? How did you deal with that and be able to move forward without worrying that haters can hate?
That's very interesting question, because you know, yeah, India, yes, I have come across many people who, you know, who have been letting me down, who have been not on my face. You know, in this world, nobody has the guts to come and say on your face. If it was, the world would have been a better place, you know, if everyone was on the face and everyone was honest. But what to do? This world, we have gossipers, we have haters, we have enemies, we have people who are jealous of you. But you know, I always had this line: that if people are talking about you, be happy because people, they don't talk about losers or beggars. So you are the center of the attraction. So just think in a good way that the world revolves around only you because they don't have anything else in the world to do. You're the main topic. So I take it in that way. I take it in good way. Oh, you're talking about me? I don't care. You know, that's why you are there and I'm here. You know, there's always a difference. And being from an Indian family, to be honest, I would say again, I'm very lucky because my parents have been the most supportive parents, I could say. Everyone, they love their parents, but you know, in my case, it's very special because I'm the only child, and since I was a teenage, they gave me wings to fly. You know, they never stopped me. They believed in me. Whether, and you know, especially getting in the industry of acting, entertainment industry, you get many haters and you know, many people who judge, who would say bad about you. It's not easy to be an artist. It's not easy to be in entertainment industry. But you know, as you said, haters are gonna hate, potatoes are gonna potato, everything is gonna go, but you should just be happy that they are talking about you because you are the center of the attraction. They won't talk about losers. So the moment you hear that somebody is talking about you, that means you're doing well in life. So keep on doing that, keep on growing because this in this world, you know, you can't stop people from talking bad about you, or you can't stop people from getting jealous. You know, all you can do is just close your ears and just keep moving because their opinion doesn't matter. In the end, they're nothing to you. They don't matter to you because you are not answerable. They're not running your house. They're nothing to you, right? So why should it bother you? And I have experienced personally this when I was in India. You know, getting when I started modeling like 4 5 years ago. I used to get lots of bad comments, and you know, even my friends, like who I used to think are my friends, I used to go behind my back and talk about me, whether it's guys or girls, because I think that they couldn't do what I could do at a young age, so maybe they were jealous. So I forgive them in this way that I feel pity on them, that you know. That they don't have anything and they talk about me. So I take it in a positive way. So for me, people who talk, people who, it doesn't really matter. I just do what I do, and that's why I'm here and they are there.
Thank you so much, Kash. It was my privilege and my honor to share your voice, your story, your ambition, and wise words. I wish you all the success in the world. I wish you fast patience, that you don't need to be too patient in your baby steps, and you begin to see your billionaire status quicker and quicker. And I thank you very much for participating in this podcast.